The best stuff from yesterday, and we listened to a lot of this stuff. We're talking about the little audio clips that we play. One of the best that I've heard in recent memory is that of Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. He was on Fox last night, and I love this. I love the honesty that Joe Biden and other Democrats simply don't care about Hispanics and illegals and our broken immigration system. They really don't care. This was Ted Cruz from yesterday.
What utter garbage. Look, I know the Democrats have one card in their entire deck, and it's the race card, and they scream racist, racist, racist. But you know what, President Obama? You know what, President Biden? You know what's racist? When Joe Biden sits by and lets 4.5 million people cross into this country illegally and he doesn't care. You know what's racist? When Joe Biden can't be bothered to go down to the border and see the little girls and little boys being sexually assaulted by international cartels. You know what's racist? When Joe Biden doesn't care about the Hispanic women being raped by the cartels. You know what's racist? When Biden doesn't care about the dead bodies that the cartels leave on Texas farms and ranches across the southern border. You know what's racist? That Biden will do nothing to stop the 100,000 fentanyl overdoses that happened last year. That is grotesque. And you know what's racist? When all the lily white folks on Martha's Vineyard sit back and say, no, 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 we don't want any illegal immigrants here. Send them to South Texas. They can deal with it. That is grotesque. It's offensive. And even to this day, Joe Biden doesn't give a damn.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible. Ted Cruz is right again. I still harken back to one of my best political memories was I emceed a Cruz rally at the where was it? It was Henderson Convention Center, and we were sitting backstage waiting to go on. And he and I both had a can of soda, and we just sat there and talked about our families and about. Life in general. It was a neat experience, and it's something that you normally don't get with presidential candidates. He was a presidential candidate at the time. This would have been 2015, somewhere in there. But it was an amazing moment of me getting a chance to spend 15, 20 minutes with Ted Cruz. And he was just very relaxed, and, you know, we were both sipping a can of Diet Coke. And it was really cool. It was one of those rare moments that you have with I always call it the brush with greatness, where you just happen upon somebody that is famous, and it's a brush with greatness. That's what I call it. Anyway, coming up, Jesse Law will join us, chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. We'll find out what the ground game is going to look like on Election Day, 41 days from now. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Watching the Aces win their first WNBA title in an area sports bar, fans were really into it. Hey, Kevin Wall here. More than once, I thought about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. You know, for years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids. Here's the number, 702-369-1321. That number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip.
AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas.
Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Hurricane Ian made landfall in southwest Florida near Cayo Costa on Wednesday as a catastrophic Category 4 storm. About 2.5 million people were ordered to evacuate southwest Florida before the storm hit the coast, with maximum sustained winds of 150 miles an hour. Mark Pritchett in Sarasota, Florida, says he's seeing wind-driven rain and water starting to accumulate.
Looks like winds are sustained about 50 miles, like right now. So the palm trees are swaying. I'm also looking at a pine tree that's not doing so well. It's the soil is saturated. I'm seeing a lot of cooling of water everywhere. I mean, large, not just puddles, but lakes.
The hurricane was heading inland where it was expected to weaken, but residents in central Florida could still experience hurricane-force winds. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the state will be there for those in need.
We understand this is not just a 48-hour ordeal. This is going to be something that is going to be there for days and weeks and months, and unfortunately, in some circumstances, even years.
Florida Power and Light's Jim Bush says they have more than 19,000 restoration workers ready to start work once it's safe.
These men and women will work extended hours, 16-hour days in some pretty difficult conditions, and as I mentioned, they'll work around the clock until power is restored to the last FPL customer.
Ian made landfall more than 100 miles south of Tampa and St. Petersburg, sparing the densely populated Tampa Bay area from its first direct hit by a major hurricane since 1921. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow was up by 548 points, the NASDAQ rose 222, the S&P 500 advanced by 71. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
If you wanted to hurt American families, what would you do? Would you open our borders, allowing deadly drugs and human trafficking to spread across our country? Would you turn federal agencies like the FBI and IRS into political weapons? Would you cause the worst inflation in a generation, then shift the debts of the wealthy onto the backs of working families? That's what Joe Biden and Catherine Cortez Masto have done. We need to fight back. We need Adam Laxalt. When government tried to strip our water and property rights, Adam Laxalt fought and won. When Big Pharma was profiting off addiction, Adam Laxalt fought them and won. When gun rights and religious liberties were under threat, Adam fought for Nevada and won. We're in a fight between what's right and what the left has done to America. Adam Laxalt will fight for us.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The original hotel rooms at the El Cortez in downtown Las Vegas have gotten a modern makeover with a vintage feel. Dubbed the Original 47, the rooms debuted when the casino first opened in 1941. The 47 rooms now feature seafoam green walls, brass beds, and mid-century style furniture. The $3 million makeover was the final piece of the hotel's $28 million renovation. The El Cortez is the only casino property in Las Vegas with a National Register of Historic Places designation. which explains why the Desert Inn, you name it, the laundry list, Stardust, why they're not there. Nordstrom is opening a new Nordstrom Rack location here in Las Vegas. The store is going to be located at the Best of the West Shopping Center at Rainbow and Lake Mead. Store officials say they expect to open the new discount store in spring of next year. $3.60 won't buy you much these days unless you bet on the Timberwolf slot machine. Friday, a guest at the Westgate won more than $400,000. But he hit the jackpot, so congratulations. He remained anonymous.
On-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, expect reduced speeds if you're working your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15 right now, southbound especially between Sahara and Tropicana. The Tropicana Interchange Project continues all the way into October, so do expect a lot of congestion through that area.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday, September 28th. Good to have you with us. Always good to have Jesse Law on the program. Is Jesse with us yet? Not yet, but he will be momentarily. I did want you to hear Josh Hawley. The story that Jim brought you about the family that the home with the farm was raided in Pennsylvania, absolutely atrocious. But Josh Hawley talked with Fox last night. He made a not-so-bold prediction that whistleblowers will expose the FBI and the DOJ if indeed we end up gaining control of our government. This is cut number 5. Josh Hawley, the senator from Missouri.
And listen, if you look at what's going on here, and you look at the fact that they'll send a SWAT-style team to go after a Catholic pro-life activist, but at the same time, there are, 17 or more firebombings of pregnancy care centers that have no arrests have been made. They're not lifting a finger to do anything about those. What it says is that there are two tiers of justice here. There are two systems, and one is ideological. And if you are a conservative, if you are a person of faith, then you are going to get targeted by this administration. They will use the law against you. And, Sean, that is wrong, and we've got to find out who is responsible. I want to know who signed off on this. I want to know exactly the person or group of people, and they need to be held accountable. And by held accountable, I mean removed from office. And if that is Merrick Garland, he should be removed from office. It's time to take the gloves off here and defend the rule of law.
Do we have whistleblower protection laws in this country? Because once Senator Grassley and Johnson and Jim Jordan came out with the fact that we're going to have 20 or more, maybe as many as 30 FBI whistleblowers talking about how the agency has been politicized, all of a sudden Merrick Garland put out a memorandum reminding people in the department, this is Biden's Justice Department, that they're not allowed to talk to elected officials. Now, that would seem to contradict the whistleblower laws as I understand them, where government is supposed to protect them and punitive actions and measures are not to be taken against them.
Yeah, you bet we do have whistleblower protection, Sean. And we've had multiple whistleblowers come to me and come to my office. And as you say, we're seeing now literally dozens of FBI whistleblowers come forward. They are explicitly protected in the law. They're explicitly given the right to come forward. And we're glad they are, because they are opening a door. They're throwing light on what is happening at the FBI and DOJ. They're throwing light on the fact that this administration is using law enforcement as a political weapon. And not just against political opponents, though that is terrible, but against normal, everyday people like this Catholic pro-life demonstrator who was there with his son, and now he's got a SWAT team on his front door. This is wrong, Sean. It is dangerous. It's dangerous for this country. It's dangerous for our future. And I say again, it's time to start holding people accountable for this. And I'll just say to those folks at the FBI and DOJ, preserve your documents right now. Don't delete anything, because the Republican Congress is coming, and we are going to hold you accountable.
Now, the only way we can do that is to win this election, and to win it not by a narrow margin, but by a wide margin. And a guy that he's in charge of making sure that does happen in Clark County, Jesse Law, the chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. Jesse, how you been, my friend?
Oh, life is fantastic. Kevin, thanks for having me on, and you couldn't be more right. We are working very hard to make sure that that margin exists, that margin of victory. You know, I was prior to getting on, having some conversations with those who work these campaigns that are critical for our state, but also for the nation. And what remains to be seen is that the momentum is growing. When I look at how much money has had to be spent even by Sisolak to maintain a deficit and have that terrible approval rating, and then also trail his opponent, our own Joe Lombardo, our state is ready for that change. And they're working real hard at it, and I couldn't be more proud.
I saw a number, I don't know whether it's true or not, that Catherine Cortez Masto has spent since the first of the year $35 million in trying to define Adam Laxalt, but she can't get above 50%. She can't even get above 43% or 44% in some of these polls. What is going on out there in that Senate race? What is your sense of what's going on now? Does Adam Laxalt have Big Mo on his side now?
Yeah, and keep in mind, all right, if we want to actually have this kind of success and keep momentum, you have to be able to seize it. And I just want to say hats off to a very hardworking team firing on all cylinders from what I can see. But what's going on with someone like Catherine Cortez Masto is that she can't escape an association. It's an association game between she and Biden. So if you think about what's at stake in the minds of the voter, these are folks that, for whatever reason, they went the other way in 20, and it just hasn't worked out for them. They've seen our country change on its head. We even have a lack of goods and services available if you go down to a local Walmart and see empty shelves. And it's just that between that and the gas prices, and now we're facing a potential auto collapse in terms of that market, where there's a scarcity, but suddenly it's going to be flooded with lower prices due to the inability to afford the loans on a lot of these cars. People are going to be having to give them back, similar to what happened in 2008. That's something that economists are talking about. And guess who feels it? It's the voter. So here we have 6 weeks left, and Catherine Cortez Masto spending an absolute fortune to keep her seat on a statewide race. Keep in mind, it's Nevada. Nevada has 1.8 million voters, and they're spending that kind of money already, the state from behind. They're in big trouble. Red wave year is something that I believe we can do, we must do. And the good news is the folks that are leading these campaigns and the candidates themselves are working very hard to make sure that happens.
Talk a little bit about voter integrity. I know that you folks and the folks at the state party have done a tremendous job in developing poll workers and poll watchers. Can you talk about, first of all, the difference between the two? Because I think sometimes they're interchangeable terms, but they are different and their role is different. One group gets paid, the others are volunteers. Can you talk a little bit about what the difference is?
Well, first of all, the main difference between a worker is that somebody who, you know, works for your local county government, and they're subject to all the employment law and everything. Why? Because they're managing the election department, and that's different areas of the vote, whether that's the receipt or the processing of a ballot coming in through the mail, even feeding through the machine. These are all jobs that are up for grabs. There are auditing boards in case there are disagreements about what a ballot is supposed to say for something that came in the mail. And then there's all the in-person voting sites. Actually, all of those places are manned by our neighbors. I had some experience with it in 2020. I would say we had a tough time in 2020. And one thing that I had high hopes for, and then we put an effort for, was to make sure that we had enough workers to just sort of balance out, to make sure that we were true to the Nevada revised statute requirement that it is balanced and bipartisan. As a result of that, I'm aware that we have people from all parties. I don't have eyes on how close or fair that is, but in fact, the Nevada GOP filed a suit last week to make sure that that remains fair for those poll workers. And poll watchers is a volunteer component. I managed that during the Trump campaign. It is a rather regular activity for the Republican Party and for the Democrat Party. You send volunteers from your community to go down to a local voting center to make sure that the lines don't get too long, or there's no problem, or there's not anybody doing illegal electioneering, or even down to the election center to observe the activities of the workers. It's like, who watches the watchers? Well, we have a volunteer component. And what the Nevada GOP, in partnership with our campaigns and the RNC, have done a very good job is recruitment and training. I think upon last training I was attending, they had trained over 3,000 individuals on what it means to be a poll watcher. That does not mean that they have 3,000 poll watchers. I can't say that, but I can say that there are this many folks who've taken a keen interest in what it means to observe the vote in a legal and orderly way.
Again, joining us, Jesse Law, chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. I know one of the issues that came up in 2020, and it seems to come up every election cycle, and that is, are we united as a party? You are very much a part of the leadership in the Republican Party in Clark County. Are we going to be united come Election Day?
You know, I mean, look, this is a political environment where people are asserting themselves and making sure that they are getting the resources they need. And everybody, of course, needs more donations. And that's speaking for every race, and rightfully so. That is a normal push and pull and give and take. What I've observed is we are all doing our part. We're not having the overt disagreements that might get in the way. I was aware of in 2016 that there was an element within the Republican Party who had concerns over the nominee, Donald Trump. And that actually did create, you know, concerns and whether or not we were efficient. So I've seen it the other way. And in this cycle, I see that our staffs and our candidates, and I apologize, I'm in a lobby, but our staffs and our candidates are all working on what they're supposed to and not at cross purposes. We have the Nevada GOP and the Clark County Republican Party helping play referee where we need to, helping allocate the resource of volunteers and attending to fundraisers. I'm really excited about it. And this is the other reason why I'm excited about it is because we're offering a great solution in Joe Lombardo for governor and Adam Laxalt for U.S. Senator and April Becker for Congressional District 3, Sam Peters for 4, Mark Robertson for 1, and then the rest of the state offices. And I could be here talking about that. But see, we get to offer that solution to my neighbors, to your neighbors. And in 2022, if we had nothing to say, we wouldn't be leading in the polls. But we're offering a great alternative, and that is to pick up the votes right where we need them.
What are the polls? You mentioned the polls. What are the polls telling you right now, 41 days away from Election Day, and just a handful of days, in fact, 24 to the start of early voting? What are the polls telling you?
You know, I want to echo a little bit about what you said. Here we have Catherine Cortez Masto, a very capable elected official. And, you know, she spends an entire war chest in order to get to where she is, which is trailing in the polls. You know, I see the same thing with the governor race, with Steve Sisolak spending a lion's share of money to also be in a place where his approval ratings are way down. He's trailing the Republican candidate. And with these 6 weeks to go, I know our candidates are just going full steam. I'm looking at these polls as we get tighter with those who are undecided coming to our side. I think that they're just looking for our candidates to be the ones who are offering the better solution. If they've previously voted the other way, they want to know and be sure. And guess what? We're already in a leading position. So I think as we get closer, if our governor candidate and our governor race is spending more money, keep in mind, Sisolak spends what he does all the way up until the end of August, and we're just now getting to the point where we're spending the kind of resources, I think we're going to see our numbers skyrocket. Why? Because we're filling the messaging with the Republican solutions and with great candidates to boot.
What is it that you need at the Clark County Republican Party? What is it you need from my listeners? I know there are a lot of folks that say, I don't just want to vote. I want to be a part of this red wave thing that they're talking about.
That's great.
What is it that you need right now?
Well, you know, when people come in, there are two areas that are most effective for people to get involved. Number one, I want to make sure, because I've been there as a volunteer where I'm wondering if I'm doing enough. I've been there. So if I were in those shoes and coming home at night, well, what can I do today? The good news is right in your own backyard, literally. And I think I said this last time on your show, people are more influential within their own circle of influence. And we need to pay close attention to that, whether that's at church, our profession, or some hobbies that we are engaged in. When we open our mouths, we're now telling that one in three Republicans who are likely not to show up to vote in an off-year election, that means one in three of your Republican friends you can persuade to show up. One in two independents in an off-year election will not be showing up to vote. You can actually make a huge impact. I know that there were numbers that existed on how Nevada was unsuccessful, and it averaged out to something like 14 votes per precinct. That's all we had to do to make up in the whole state of Nevada. If we had 14 more votes on average, what does that tell you? Precinct being your own neighborhood? If you had 14 of your neighbors you're already friends with, remember to show up who previously wouldn't, we'd be on the right side. Number two, if somebody comes in and says, hey, I want to be most effective, I'm asking them to go and volunteer for these great campaigns. They already have boots on the ground. What they need are people either on the phones or joining them in their neighborhood walks. And, you know, we're just sort of like a clearinghouse. We're already in touch with all the volunteers, and we just connect them to these bigger campaigns.
I think it's going to be an amazing effort. The get out the vote, everybody and their brothers says the same thing. This is going to be a get out the vote election. Jesse, I know you're fighting the good fight. We'll let you get back to it. Thank you so much, man. If folks want to reach out to you, tell me how do they find you?
Well, our website's real easy, theccrp.com. I'm sorry, .org, theccrp.org, and then that's where you can sign in and volunteer, and we'll connect you with the campaigns. We'll connect you with our organization. Of course, you can follow me at Twitter at I am Jesse Law. That's at I am Jesse Law. And, you know, I tend to post regular updates on the goings on here for our state.
Jesse, thanks so much, man. We'll talk again before Election Day. I know you have a great day, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much, Kevin, and you do the same.
There you go, Jesse Law, the chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. Good dude. And he sings a heck of a national anthem. Have you ever heard him sing the anthem? He is good. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code QUOTE.